Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and proudly presented in part by USAA. USAA is hiring. If you'd like to join their great team, head on over to usaajobs.com. Today on the podcast, we're focusing on the overall health and wellness of veterans, and that includes minds, bodies, homes, and spiritually as well. And we're starting off that conversation with Kirsten Belair, the Director of Behavioral Health over at Mount Carmel. And Kirsten, thank you so much, as always, for joining us on the podcast.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure to be here.
And, you know, we've talked so often about just the importance of continuing that overall health and well-being, and really it does encompass that holistic view of really taking care of all the different parts of our veteran community.
Absolutely. I think, more classically, when we're looking at the behavioral health lens, we really are looking at the psyche and the way that our minds think and work through issues and problems and recover. But the fascinating thing that we found is that we can have it in our head and everything will make sense, but maybe our body is still reacting to a trauma or a negative experience, or maybe the spiritual side of me is not getting attended to or still has questions or unresolved things. And so really packaging the idea of that holistic mind, body, spirit is a goal and a focus that we've really put our put our feet to the fire on, I guess.
Yeah, and, you know, really the body is just one, you know, big machine, and that includes everything. So if one part's not working in sync, that's eventually going to throw something else off and lead to something worse down the line.
Absolutely. And so I'm excited that you guys are going to be talking to Trish, and she's going to be explaining some of the body work that she's going to be doing, and then also Dawn on the spiritual piece. So we're, again, increasing the access to these services at Mount Carmel.
Absolutely. And when we're talking about the services at Mount Carmel, there are so many, you know, traditional but yet non-traditional options, because really, as we've talked about on previous editions of the podcast, that getting, you know, behavioral health, wellness, everything involved with that, it's not a one-size-fits-all type of situation.
No, it's not. And I'm so glad you say it that way, because that is the absolute truth. And I feel disheartened sometimes that people think it has to be a one size fits all, because you may have not had a good experiences or success with talk therapy, but potentially doing some trauma-informed yoga or art expressions type of art therapy stuff is what really can get your recovery moving. So we have Tai Chi, as I mentioned, trauma-informed yoga, art expressions class. We have a music jam, and we're just kind of increasing things as we go forward.
Absolutely. Not to mention, you know, the support groups, which is great to, you know, have kind of those peers, you know, those battle buddies, as well as people that understand what you're going through and can help move along the way, but also some fantastic retreats as well to really help take the holistic view of getting that wellness outdoors and really connected with something much bigger.
Yeah. And actually, we just completed our Bar and I annual retreat. And so we were able to take four couples to an amazing ranch in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, so southern Colorado. And there was horseback riding and hiking and fishing and jeeping and community. And it was really just a powerful experience. And so we do have some annual retreats. So if you're ever interested in that, I would just say reach out to Mount Carmel and we can get you on a list to get updates on the next retreat.
Absolutely. And when you're talking about like these retreats, the couples one you just had a couple weeks ago, what's kind of the mindset, or what's the best idea as far as, you know, what somebody could gain out of those kind of retreats?
Yeah, great question. So right now we've had more of the couples and family retreats. And so The way that I like to think of it is, in a way, unplugging and allowing the system and relationship that you're in to have new experiences, to rejuvenate, to potentially reconcile and reconnect through adventure and through community and through conversation and through positive experiences.
Yeah, because, you know, it's one thing to kind of sit in a stale room with somebody that you're in a relationship with and things aren't going great and try to discuss what's going on in front of a third person, but getting outside, getting, you know, behind the wheel of a Jeep or a horseback, you can really help connect and really, you know, have just genuine conversations, like you're, you know, starting off that relationship anew. And that's kind of the whole goal of these.
Absolutely. It's like a refresher.
Absolutely. And this is just one of the many things you're doing through the behavioral health team over at Mount Carmel. And that team is growing. I think that's just a representation of the continued need and really that mindset changing, that it is not just a one size fits all, and that you need to have that holistic whole body mindset with this.
We are definitely increasing because the need is increasing. And pseudo recently, we've been experiencing the community wait lists or longer than normal wait lists. And so that means that A, stigmas and barriers are being overcome and people are now reaching out for behavioral health services. And now we need to be able to provide those. Mm-hmm. And so getting more people into our community and or at Mount Carmel has been critical.
Absolutely. And of course, this is just also growing with new partners as well, because there's a fantastic opportunity now for personal training and nutrition consulting, because we know that physical form and even just, you know, eating right, getting that diet and some exercise can really help kind of lift the rest of that tide.
Yeah. And I hope actually, excuse me, we can get Lauren on soon. She is an Air Force, I believe, veteran, and she's had her own personal journey through some injuries, but she is at no cost providing nutrition and exercise programs and support to anybody who wants to, again, address their physical or physiological side of their wellness.
Absolutely. And it's just one of many ways to really help connect and work on that wellness. We've mentioned there's retreats, Tai Chi, yoga, support groups, art, music expression. And that's all culminating here in a couple weeks with a fantastic show and performance to really bring that all together over at Mount Carmel.
Yeah, so we actually, one of our own, Tegan Rowley, was a graduate intern and is now a licensure candidate, and she is starting up her own new nonprofit to increase access for mental health and cultural competence in working with veterans. And so she is actually putting on a vaudeville variety show. It's June 18th, 2022, and 100% of those proceeds are going to the nonprofit for the bucket of funds to be able to increase access for our military community. And so if you're interested in that, please be checking out our Facebook and social media access points and or call our front desk. Or you can actually call directly the Behavioral Health Line at 719-309-4758 for more specifically anything on the health and wellness side of Mount Carmel.
Absolutely. Well, Kirsten, we appreciate your time, everything you do to really help give back to our veteran community and really kind of helping to continue these conversations here on the Veterans Voice.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
And again, for more information, you can call Mount Carmel, the main line, 719-772-7000, or that direct line to the behavioral health team, 719-309-4758. Still ahead on the Veterans Voice, we're going to talk with Trish Grinnell with the Wellness Company, talking more about overall health and wellness for our veteran population right here on the Veterans Voice.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
That rack of rack, dirty, perfect, short and fat.
Don't fight with your furnace this season. Right now, get our signature furnace system tune-up for just $49. Keeping the flame alive in your furnace, the Wire Nut does that.
Welcome back to the Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, proudly presented in part by WireNut Home Services with licensed HVAC technicians, master electricians, and plumbers. Visit WireNut.com to learn more. We're continuing the conversation today about the overall health and wellness of our veterans, and that includes minds, bodies, homes, and spirituality. And we're talking now with Trish Grinnell. She's the executive director of the Wellness Company, a Mount Carmel ambassador. And Trish, thank you so much for joining us here on the Veterans Voice.
Thank you, Andrew, for having me.
And let's talk a little bit about your military connection and kind of how you came to partnering with Mount Carmel and finding that way to help with the wellness efforts.
Fantastic. Well, I am the daughter of a World War II veteran, definitely raised in a military household, and moved to Colorado Springs last year. So 1 year ago, I was actually introduced to Mount Carmel and all the services they offer to veterans and met with the executives, and we decided to partner together. So I've been a partner and a Mount Carmel ambassador for the past year.
Perfect. And let's talk a little bit about what you do at the Wellness Company.
Well, it's kind of a circuitous route. You know, I had the traditional corporate background working in telecommunications, and then there were some significant health issues that happened in my personal family. So around 2002, I had to take my daughter to Children's Hospital, and they ran several studies on her. They were looking at why her little six-year-old body was changing in front of our eyes. Yeah, and the physicians ran many studies and looked at what was happening and sat us down and told us about chemicals that are in everyday products that all of their research was pointing to as endocrine disruptors. And you can imagine, Andrew, I was shocked. I'd never heard anything like that before.
Yeah, and especially with a six-year-old, that's a pretty heavy dose to be talking about the, you know, endocrine blockers at such a young age.
Yeah, so I did a logical thing, and I came home and quit my job.
As you would.
As I would. I'm a mom. And I said, I've got to start figuring this out. What are the chemicals that are in products that are affecting us? Mm-hmm. And for the past 20 years, I have been teaching other families to look for this, look for that, which we'll talk about a little bit more as we go through.
Absolutely. And this is so important, especially, you know, working with our veteran population. We know so many times our veterans come back from service, if they are in an overseas deployment, things like that, that they have more interactions with chemicals than they might think. Some we're starting to see now with like the burn pit issues, things like that, much more unintended consequences. So really that front of mindness is so key when it comes to being careful and cognizant of the chemicals we're around, especially in our own home.
Absolutely. But we don't think about it. We think, oh, if that product's at the store, it must be safe.
Yeah, if it's got, you know, some government label on it, surely somebody's watching out for us and it's going to be safe around our home.
Correct.
Yeah, and, you know, let's talk about some of those studies and some of those things that you look at and, you know, maybe, you know, kind of a preview of what we should be looking at our cabinets, you know, when we get home or as we're listening to this, to make sure that we are keeping our homes as safe as possible.
Fantastic. And how we can support Mount Carmel.
Absolutely.
Along the way. So let's take a step back.
Okay.
I want to take us back to World War II, because post-World War II, there was this mass introduction of consumable products.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, 1946 is the very first year that Tide ever existed. So you go to post-World War II and you look at anyone that was born after that, they're the very first generation to be exposed to more chemical products than natural products. So it takes time. If you have that repeated exposure over and over and over, then you start seeing the effects of being exposed to those chemicals.
Okay.
So what we've seen over the past, you know, several years is increases of asthma, increases of eczema, increases of ADD, ADHD. And so you look at what's happening. Could there be a contributing cause by what I'm bringing into my home and affecting the health of my family? So when you look at what we have to offer, most consumers would agree it's too expensive mm-hmm. to buy a safe product. So they're going to default to products may be sold at a Walmart or a Target instead of shopping at a Whole Foods where they know they might get a better quality product. And our company has streamlined that. So we're the first company where our customers can buy directly from the manufacturer, eliminate all those costs, and then get the high quality products at very reasonable prices and support Mount Carmel.
Absolutely. Because of this, you know, Mount Carmel gets that, you know, donation once a, you know, monthly basis mm-hmm. off of what you're selling. And really, as you mentioned, we shouldn't be putting a price tag on our health, our well-being, or that of our family as well. So it's an amazing mission that you guys are on.
Yeah. And in 2018, mm-hmm. you may have seen it, there was an international study published. Now, we had nothing to do with this study. We've been teaching consumers to reduce the exposure to toxic chemicals for 30 years. But in 2018, an international study was published, and this is a peer-reviewed study. It followed 20 years, 6,000 participants. Now, what did they have to do to be in the study? They had to agree to clean their homes one time a week, mm-hmm. and then go to the lab and have the lungs tested. So
simple
clean,
enough.
Test, clean, test, clean, test. Well, what they found is cleaning our homes as little as once a week with common cleaning products causes the human lungs to decline, equivalent to smoking a pack of cigarettes a day.
And this has got to be with, you know, some kind of harsh industrial, you know, some hard to find chemicals, right?
No, this is in everyday products. So this is a published study in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine, the leading publication in lung health in America. And the study noted that the major culprits are bleach, ammonia, and quaternary disinfectants, which we would call Lysol.
Yeah, you know, very common, and especially, you know, Lysol kind of even became more popular over the past 2-3 years due to the pandemic.
Correct. So what do we do, right? If we need to disinfect, but we don't want to harm our lungs and harm our health, our company offers the alternative where our customers are able to get registered disinfectants where we kill the germs, but we won't kill you.
Yeah, that's such a... It's hard to imagine that we're sitting here having this conversation in 2022, and there's even a debate over, are there products out there that will kill the germs without killing you? It kind of seems counterintuitive to me.
I know. But you know what? I have faith in the consumers. Consumers are much more educated now. Consumers want high-quality products now. Consumers are doing their research. Consumers are driving the change. We're just at the front of the change because we've been waving the banner for over 30 years when it wasn't sexy to talk about toxic chemicals.
Absolutely. And, you know, besides kind of those common household cleaning chemicals, what other things can we get through the wellness company to make sure that we're keeping our homes, our families, our bodies as safe as possible? Because we know what goes into our bodies really is so much more important than we really give it credit for.
Well, we manufacture in America over 400 replacement products. So yes, of course, laundry, cleaning, toothpaste, sunscreen, sports nutrition, cosmetics, skincare, personal care, healthy low glycemic snacking products, coffee, all of these we make our own version of, much safer, healthier, and very reasonably priced.
And how can we get involved with this? How can we start, you know, maybe making those more important shopping decisions? As you mentioned, you know, the cost barrier is much more lower. How can we take advantage of this while supporting such a worthy cause like Mount Carmel?
Well, we set up a link directly to Support Mount Carmel. So if you go to supportmountcarmel.com, there's a front page. It's got some generic information. But at the bottom, put in your name and your email address. We'll contact you and we'll give you information. All it is information. You make the best decision for your household. We're going to give the information. And if you do decide to shop with us, Mount Carmel will receive 5% per month from our corporation, not from you.
Absolutely. And again, these are safer products and at the store, non-toxic and made in America. Really, that's the triple hitter right there. That's the trifecta. It doesn't get any better than that.
No. Oh, and we have no supply chain issues.
Even better.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know I said earlier we're having this conversation in 2022, but are we? You just said made in America and no supply chain issues?
Correct.
This almost sounds too good to be true.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not. It is true.
Fantastic.
We grow 100% organically, word of mouth referral. We don't spend money on advertisement or actors or retailers. So we're able to fund those funds into the products. And we're able to cut out all the fat and give the customer direct from manufacturer pricing.
Absolutely. Well, Trish, we appreciate you joining us here, educating us a little bit more about this, as well as what you do to give back to our local veteran community through Mount Carmel. For more information, head on over to that website, super simple, supportmountcarmel.com. Trish, thank you so much.
Thanks, Andrew.
This is the last furnace you'll ever buy because it comes with a lifetime equipment warranty and a lifetime workmanship guarantee. Who does that? The Wire Nut does that. Get your new furnace installed for as little as $59 per month. The Wire Nut does that.
When it's time to consider your Medicare options, let Medicare Mentors guide you. They offer relationship-based education and services at no cost to ensure that everyone who is eligible for Medicare understands all their options. Medicare Mentors is local and veteran-owned with a focus on serving the veteran community. Stay healthy by optimizing your coverage with help from Medicare Mentors. Visit MedicareMentorsLLC.com or call 719-886-3377.
Welcome back to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice is proudly presented in part by Medicare Mentors, helping veterans navigate the Medicare maze. Just head on over to MedicareMentorsLLC.com or give them a call now, 719-886-3373. We're continuing our overall conversation today about health and wellness, and it's not just your mind, not just your body or home. It's also your spiritual well-being as well. Joined by another Mount Carmel ambassador and ordained minister, Don Spano. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Veterans Voice, Don.
It's good to be here with you.
And let's talk a little bit about kind of your journey to partner and become a Mount Carmel ambassador.
Well, yeah, I'm a retired Air Force officer. My last assignment was teaching up at the academy. Left there and moved down to Pueblo and taught at CSU Pueblo for a few years. And then the last 11 years before I retired in 17 was I was a social studies teacher at Challenger. And then I moved into getting involved with the VFW Post and Monument, where I serve as the chaplain, and then providing chaplain services for Mount Carmel and Silver Key. So those are some of the spiritual things that I've done, worked with.
Absolutely. And then, you know, as a chaplain as well, talk about the, you know, kind of balance that you've had with working with that spiritual world and kind of taking care of that within the military and veteran ranks.
Well, I wasn't a chaplain when I was on active duty. That started when I retired from the Air Force and from teaching. And what I was doing was finding out that, especially in the VFW post and with Mount Carmel, that many veterans that suffer from trauma and severe trauma like PTSD, depression, those that are faithless in whatever belief they may have, seem to not be grounded and have a foundation in a faith to help them overcome their daily challenges from day to day. And that's why they tend to roll into those mental health issues from time to time.
Yeah, you know, there's study after study that having, you know, some kind of bigger guiding belief, no matter, you know, really, as you mentioned, what avenue or denomination you fall under, but just having something to believe in is so crucial, especially if you are going through some kind of trauma or have experienced trauma and are trying to dig out of that.
That's correct. You know, and one of the things that I found, especially what struck me this past week, in my gospel studies, I was reading about Joshua. Mm-hmm. You know, Joshua was dealing with how do I replace Moses, you know, to be the next, you know, and he received counsel and inspiration from the Lord saying, I'm going to be there to walk with you and to help you. And that's why I think faith and hope is important, to have that spiritual component to, as a complement to the mental and the physical, to help you be grounded so that you can deal with those adversities, with those trials and tribulations, those challenges, whatever they may be, and to have hope that tomorrow is going to be better.
Absolutely. And as you're, you know, you've worked with the, you know, Silver Key, VFW, as well as Mount Carmel, what are some of the biggest misconceptions you hear from other veterans when you start to bring up spirituality?
A lot of them have no faith, and they don't want to even talk to you about their spirituality. Sometimes they think they can deal with it themselves. You know, I'll go to rehab, and that's it. But sometimes when rehab ends, they're still left alone. And I think it's in that loneliness and depression sets in, they have no hope for the future. And that's why I think that spirituality is so important. You know, whatever, like I said, whatever denomination it is, once you are rooted in a faith and you're yoked with that faith, it gives you the opportunity to move forward and have, as I always said, to move forward without fear and courage to overcome that challenge that may not go away, but at least it may help you to cope with the day-to-day within your family relationships, within your community, and it may help you to reach out to others.
Absolutely. You know, the word you just mentioned, you know, having that courage, it's something that really strikes me, because I think sometimes that's something that's so almost counterintuitive, especially in our, you know, American fast-paced system, is that, you know, having that courage to say that I can't just pull myself up from the bootstraps, that I need something bigger than me to help get through this.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as when you're in the military, you move forward with bravery and courage. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you wonder, why can't you translate that into your civilian life? Why can't you have that faith-based courage to move forward day to day, just like you did when you were in the military?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's also a fantastic kind of bridge to these new support avenues that you're helping with at Mount Carmel, the new spiritual wellness and counseling options. And let's talk a little bit about being able to translate that through Mount Carmel and to help those who are continuing that struggle.
Yeah, because one of the things that Mount Carmel for a long time didn't have was a spiritual counselor to offer mm-hmm. that. In fact, I remember mentioning to the people over there, if a veteran walked in and asked to speak to a chaplain, who would you call? There wasn't. So I said, you know, this is because sometimes, as I mentioned to some of the counselors, sometimes spiritual counseling is all a veteran needs. Sometimes it's 100% on the behavioral mental health side, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's a combination of the two. So that's why I got involved and got appointed the spiritual wellness counselor at Mount Carmel. It's non-clinical. It's no fee for veterans and their families who feel that, you know, if they needed spiritual counseling, come in, visit with me, talk to me. I know some of the resources. I've been reaching out to some of the other organizations here in town that offer deeper counseling in terms of spiritual and how to deal with trauma in their life.
And this is open to really anyone with any faith background. It's not, you know, you have to be X denomination to come in and talk to Don at Mount Carmel. This is open to anyone to have those conversations. And then you, as you mentioned, you've been talking with everyone else that you can kind of help point towards those deeper conversations wherever that might need to branch out.
Right. That's correct. You know, I'm a Christian minister, mm-hmm. but I'm open to, and I'm open to anyone regardless of the denomination. I'm quite familiar with the Muslim faith, the Jewish faith, obviously the Christian faith, and I'm able to visit with any veteran, any member of their family, and as best I can to offer them that spiritual foundation so that when they move into that physical and that mental side, that you take all three of those together like the tripod of a stool, that you have that support to move forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, you can't have just a stool that's too strong on one leg. You really have to have that balance. And, you know, we talk so often about, you know, your physical well-being, making sure that you're dieting, exercising. If you've got a hurt, it's widely acceptable to go to a doctor, get it fixed. Just recently, you know, the stigmas are bearing down as far as your mental well-being, but now we really do have to take care of that spirituality point as well, because you can fix two of those three, but you're still lacking. You still have that emptiness, and you still have a stool that's going to fall over.
Because and it's not just for those, that counseling is not just for those that are without faith. Mm-hmm. You know, even veterans with faith, you know, in times in a veteran's life, whether they're retired or not, they may be riding the high time, that things are going great for me. You know, I'm employed, my family's doing well. But what happens when something happens that you may have a trial or a challenge in your life? Then you have a faith to turn to strengthen you. So it's not just for the faithless, it's for anyone.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, it's like a cup. You know, your spiritual life is more or less like a cup. When you're younger, you can fill up a small cup with a lot of water. As you grow, those kind of needs grow. So even as you mentioned, those who have that spiritual background still need to have that resource, still need to be able to pour back into their larger cup as they go on. And you've worked with a lot of people. I'm sure you have a couple of stories of people seeing that success that you can share with us.
Well, I've had many, you know, as a minister, I've talked to many non-veterans and even veterans now at the post. I've dealt with, over the past year, three post members whose wives passed away. Two of them were active in their congregation. One was not. And it was comforting to me to be with them, to offer support, to sit there during those times, especially before and after the funeral, to sit there, read scriptures, to strengthen their spirituality, to make sure that they're able to go forward and to deal with their challenges in their lives.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic mission. And again, the biggest, you know, kind of takeaway is that it is very important to, you know, overcome those life challenges and struggles, and really you don't have to do it alone. We have great resources through Mount Carmel like Don. And Don, if anyone wants to get more information, how can they reach out to you?
The easiest way they could, they can call me anytime at 719-761-4334 between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., or they can text me at that number anytime.
Again, that phone number is 719-761-4334. Don, we appreciate your time, what you've done, not only in uniform but out of uniform, giving back to our veterans and our nation.
Great. Thank you. It was a pleasure being here today.
You've been listening to the Veterans Voice podcast. It is a service in Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and presented by USAA, WireNet Home Services, and Medicare Mentors. The Veterans Voice publishes on the second and fourth Saturday of each month at 0800, over on KRDO.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.